Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back.
So, we made an oopsie.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Wikipedia was wrong.
Never.
When we were fumbling through and trying to figure out what order we were putting these songs in, I did a quick, I have to admit, it was quick and unresearched look at a certain thing, and Wikipedia was wrong about one of the songs.
You can say what the order is.
It's still a secret. No, they don't necessarily.
It's been
sometimes
mentioned.
They don't.
Maybe they haven't listened to the episodes we mentioned it. Okay, fine.
Secret.
So, yeah.
So Ryan was like, hey, why haven't you done Living on the Fridge yet?
Or in the fridge.
And I was like, oh, it's coming up. And then I looked at some other references, and I was like,
wait a minute.
Whoops.
We should have done this a while ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
we
not that long
it.
Ago. We were
not
still,
a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing it now.
We are.
Now, I'm not sure if this is the same Ryan, but we do have a voicemail from Orion.
Yes.
So
not Orion, not the you know,
no, not Orion,
no.
Not the guy, who
not Orion.
Yeah, yeah. Or the movie company.
There you go. Just Ryan.
Just Ryan. So we'll play that real quick.
Probably the same dude. Let's hear.
Hey guys, it's Ryan calling again. Just listen to your calling in sick episode, and I gotta say this was really strange for me because I completely forgot this song existed at all. I swear, I must have listened to it at some point, but I don't remember it. So it was one of those weird, you know, Mandela effect kind of things where it's like, that song isn't on that album. That's what I thought at first, like, I know that album. And then I was like, it must be a bonus track or something. But then I look at the album that I own, and I was like, oh, yes, it's right there. So I listened to it, and yeah, it's just not good. He usually nails the style parodies he does as far as getting the right feel and everything. And although, you know, it's vaguely Nirvana, like Come As You Are kind of thing, he just doesn't do a good job. It doesn't seem authentic, and the subject is just kind of, it's kind of, you know, he's got a couple funny lines in there, but it's just not that appealing. I've got to put this under Got a Boogie for me, because at least Got a Boogie's, you know, it's upbeat, it's energetic, it's got some accordion, and it's only, you know, a couple minutes, so it's over quick. But this song seems to drag on and on forever. That was just bizarre, listening to this. And then, bonus, I get an Al song I don't remember hearing at all, so okay, a new song for me. And then I listen to it, and it's like, oh, okay. I guess there's a reason. But anyway, it's good to hear you guys got to finally see the concert and go to two shows. It makes me jealous. I only went to one. So I really hope he extends this tour or does something. But then, of course, I want him to make a new, you know, more new music, too. So, I don't know. Anyway, great. You know, great show. Keep it going, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, thanks for calling up. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we kind of agreed. I mean,
yeah.
I put it above Got a Boogie, but you know,
weird.
It's Got a Boogie.
No, Got a Boogie is far superior. I agree.
Oh no, not
Ryan.
At all. Not
it
at
is.
All. If it
really
were
is.
Once again, if it were 45 seconds long,
yeah.
I would agree 100% with that.
Yada yada.
I thought this was good. I enjoyed this. I didn't forget that it was on the album. I
tried to.
You tried to. And I'm glad to see that you got to go to a show, and I think we're all hoping that that he does something more with this, especially if he can dip down into Florida for us. We'll go to a couple more concerts.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope and pray that it doesn't look likely. His people at the tour bus said he's not gonna.
Yeah.
But there's always hope.
Yeah, they did say that something to the effect of like, well, he performed like 7 times in Florida with the last tour.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so it's a different concept.
It's a completely different concept.
You know,
I didn't go to the last tour,
yeah.
And I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah. But
I would have gone to like 4 of these concerts probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you'd done 7 of these in Florida.
I would have
been broke, but
I would have come like 20 minutes late to 2 of them.
Yeah.
But
come on. Emo's awesome.
Emo was good.
He,
and
I bet he has 7 different shows in him.
I'm
I bet he does.
Well, and he does vary it, and I do think that he's got like, you know, 30 years of material.
Exactly.
So I think he's just sort of picking and choosing. He clearly has sort of a direction, but he's also willing to like, oh, hey, there's this joke from 20 years ago. Let me tell that now.
There you go. I'm looking forward to his Netflix special. I'm sure it's coming. After this tour, he'll have the clout.
The clout.
The clout to get a Netflix special, finally.
You know him from UHF.
Yes.
And At Midnight, it's
Emo Phillips. And every comedy show in the 90s and 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, speaking of the 90s.
Yeah.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
They were from the 70s, Charlie.
I know, technically. We'll get into that. But Living in the Fridge, Alapalooza, recorded on August 18th, 1993, released on October 5th, 1993. Okay. This was the last song on Alapalooza to be recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fourth parody.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a strong parody album.
Aerosmith's, it's a parody of Aerosmith's Living on the Edge.
Yep.
And the single of that was released in February of 93.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like this song, huh?
I like this song, I think, more than the original song, if that helps any. Yeah.
Really? You didn't like the original song?
It's too much. I distinctly remember this video because we used to watch MTV in homeroom. And this video is definitely one of those things where you're like, what are we watching? Are we allowed to watch this?
Right.
Do I want to see Steven Tyler?
No, you don't want
Taylor,
to see that.
Whatever, Tyler? You know, naked?
Basically naked, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. It's supposed to be like a social commentary.
Yep.
But like the video itself doesn't really have any commentary.
It doesn't.
It just says,
artistic.
Here's a whole bunch of weird things that, not weird things necessarily, but here are a whole bunch of things kids do.
Yeah.
And here's a whole bunch of situations or issues that are facing our nation, but it doesn't talk about them. It just shows them, you know, girls in little schoolgirl outfits beating cars up with hockey sticks and Eddie Furlong.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he's a problem for our nation too.
Yeah, well, they got rid of him. So
I know. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the moment. But here's a very telling quote from Weird Al.
Uh-huh.
I needed one song to complete the record, and I had feelers out to several different artists at the time. I was fighting the deadline, and the idea was to do a parody on whoever I got permission from first. Yeah, but he follows that up with, I'm glad it turned out to be Aerosmith because I'm a big fan of theirs since my early teens. They're one of the few acts that I like as much as I did back when I was 13. Of course, it was yet another food song, but like I always say, I owe my life to food. If it weren't for food, I wouldn't be here today.
True.
Yeah.
Very deep.
All of us.
We can all owe a debt to food.
Food. And our moms.
I like this song. I think it's not great, but I really liked the original one. I'm a big Aerosmith fan.
I
liked that album.
My thing is, I don't know what Aerosmith is so weirdly like I don't know. Like I feel like you almost have to do a parody of Aerosmith. You can't do a style parody of Aerosmith because other than like the voice, I don't know. It's so. To me, it's bland, and I don't know why. No, I know.
Okay.
And I know I can actively come up with reasons why it shouldn't be.
Okay.
But to me, it doesn't pop like some of his other parodies do.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's got worse parodies. I agree with that, you know.
Yep.
And there's definitely songs that he's chosen that are way worse. But I feel like, at least for this song is sort of on the par with, like, Ruthless People, where you're like, why did you choose that song out of all of the songs?
You're
you know what I mean?
So
like,
wrong.
If he had like Dream On or Crying.
Yeah, but those are all older. Well, Crying, yeah.
No, Crying or any
album,
of the other ones from that album. Like,
yeah.
This one was just such a strange one to begin with.
I don't agree. I really don't agree. This was a really good song at the time.
Okay.
Big. I thought it was fantastic, honestly. I really, really liked
it. Maybe
the song.
I was too young.
Maybe.
Maybe it's that 2 year gap we have.
It was like the second concert I ever saw, or
okay,
third,
okay.
Was Aerosmith for this
okay,
tour.
Okay, so you've taken the Kool-Aid, is what you're saying.
I've always been a fan of Aerosmith. I really liked this album. I really liked this song, and I was very happy when I heard this parody. I think Al did a really good job of it. It's funny. It's clever. It's got some good, you know, good, you know, terms and like dysentery, that just stuff like that.
What I'm saying. I think Al's song is better than the original, though, for me.
That I don't agree with.
I think, like, I remember loving Aerosmith in this time, but this specific song, I wasn't really that interested in.
I was.
To me, it's also like U2 and the Dental song.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. You're like, why did you pick this song to do that?
That song too.
Well, see, that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're just different then.
Well, yeah, clearly.
No, I mean, I'm not saying this is the fantastic one of his best parodies, but I thought it was solid. I don't want to say the best parody on the album. Maybe. I don't know. Jurassic Park was on there. It's tough.
Jurassic Park is a good parody, I think.
It's a really good parody.
It's just in a completely different.
Yeah,
it's in the Yoda section.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so it's really weird to try to analyze.
Yeah,
I feel.
The other two were "Achy Breaky Song" and "Bedrock Anthem." This is better than both of those, in my opinion.
Okay,
so, all right. But well, Jurassic Park, maybe not.
You're not the only one to agree on that part.
Yeah,
Christopher Thalen of the Daily Vault doesn't like the album, but specifically pointed out this song as one of the songs that he thought had better moments than the rest of the album.
Uh huh.
And I do not agree with that.
Well, I think this, and is Frank's 2000 Inch TVs on this album as well, I believe?
Maybe.
That was the highlight for me. Was Frank's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you really like the band.
R.E.M.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I do. But I mean, I'm honestly not a huge, huge fan of R.E.M. I like their singles, but I never really had any of their albums. I mean, I have maybe one.
I agree that I would
think
rather.
Frank's the fantastic song.
I would rather listen to Frank's than this one.
For me, that's the best song on the album. For me, personally, Frank's 2000 Inch TV is the best song. Traffic Jam is really good, but that's about it for me. Jurassic Park, it's good, it's classic, it's funny, but it's not, for me, not great. So, I mean, it's a weak album, but I think, probably talking about it, this is, for me, the best parody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Yep. Interesting choice. What do you guys think? For me, I have a couple of, it's not really for me, a couple of things. Jay Levy?
Uh-huh.
Actually provides some of the screams in this song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He does that for a couple other things, too. Okay. So that's kind of cool. I'm not entirely sure which ones. I don't know if they're all supposed to be. Yeah. And there is sort of a video for this song.
Yep, sort of.
The Weird Al Show had a quick little 45-second segment that was it. It's in episode 10. And it starts off like the Aerosmith video with like Weird Al sort of painted black on half. So it looks like he's not there. And he looks like he's kind of got a zipper, but he's wearing boxer shorts, thankfully.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Although on the forums, all the ladies were like, "Ooh, he's looking buff." So he's got like heart panties on, basically.
Panties?
Well, that's what my wife calls them.
Okay.
Manties. Boxer shorts.
Manties.
No, that sounds weird. That sounds like a sea cow. So that's kind of cool, but right away he doesn't have the most iconic part of that to me,
which is
the weird green guy
that comes
out of the other side of his body. And you could, so especially with this topic, it so easily could be something.
Yeah,
green works perfectly for this topic. Like
mold,
why
creature or like
exactly
a worm or
a guy throwing up or something like green faced and throwing up or something. Maybe. Out of it. Like that would be really cool.
Could have been a mummy. Wrapped in fluorescent green wrappings. Yeah. Come on. There's got to be a stupid reference.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, I was like, but that has nothing to do with this song.
A moldy kiwi. I saw the complete album recently. Okay. Sorry.
No, I need to see that.
You do.
So that was one half of the video. And then the other half is just black and white sort of things.
Yeah.
Like a room. But he doesn't even have like the weird Jamiroquai treadmill things, because that's what's in the Aerosmith video, is that, and so they kind of replicate that,
just running back and forth.
More than a weird way.
I can't tell if that was Kimo, the guitar player playing Joe Perry. I couldn't tell. He had the big wig.
Oh, okay.
It looked a lot like Joe Perry's. It's probably Kimo. It could have been just an extra.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Joe Perry, but I don't know if it was like Jim. You know, chemo
or
not. It could have been just an extra. Who knows? Because that wig, you can't really see his face. I couldn't tell. But Al did a pretty decent Steven Tyler. So it was entertaining.
Do you think there's enough stuff to actually make a good video?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he could have.
The original is just so weird.
Yeah.
That it would be kind of.
It would have been a lot of the same, you know, kind of like. it would have probably had to be some animated stuff with the fridge and like just shots of like, you know, narrative, like what his neighbor's doing and just like putting stuff in the fridge and opening like moldy, disgusting stuff.
Or parodying the original video, but like all the girls have like candy canes or something, or like subs and they're
moldy loaves of bread.
Yeah. And they're hitting cars with the loaves of bread or something. Yeah, like that. Like,
I don't know. Maybe not. I think 45 seconds would probably be the best idea. A short video. Yeah. It worked. It was like you said, got a boogie. You got a boogie.
Exactly.
You got the joke. It was over. So I think it could have, but I think it was a bit.
I do enjoy Al in the black and white room dressed up like Steven.
Yeah.
Like with a little, like he's got a little mustache, but then the rest of him kind of looks like Stevie. Yeah, I like it.
I think he did a pretty good job. But yeah, I think it worked as a short video. It could have been expanded, but wasn't necessary, and obviously didn't have the budget for it. So, yeah.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Let's talk lyrics real quick, I guess.
Sure.
What's your favorite lyric?
I just realized I didn't come up with that.
Nice.
Actually, I did. I do. I really always like the background. Dysentery, dysentery. That just made me laugh. And I saw someone asked Al once on one of the forums. You probably saw this. Yep. Like, what are you saying? He's like, I don't remember. Like, how do you not remember dysentery? It's like, I don't know. I thought it was always very clever.
I think it's very obvious. That came up on both forums. People were wondering.
It's and pretty clear he's saying dysentery.
I think so, too.
Was the original one, I think it's Listen to Me or something like that.
Or something like that.
Aerosmith's version? I don't know, something.
So for me, it's, it could be liver cake or woolly mammoth steak. Well, maybe I should take another peek. Bum, 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 bum. Like because once again, that's a part directly taken from the original song.
Yep.
And so to parody or at least include that in the song is to me like... Yeah. One of the reasons it's amazing, you know,
and
what
it
I mean?
Goes back to Bedrock Anthem.
Well, exactly. Well, ugh, great. But you know what I mean? Like to me,
it references the rest of the album.
It does. I understand.
And, you know,
I understand.
Sort of. Not really. But...
Liver cake is Jurassic Park.
Yes, exactly.
So, but I like I like when he does that stuff. We've talked about this hundreds of times at this point, literally.
Yeah.
And so just, I like that part. So that's my favorite. Anything else? Lyrically, you like? I mean, like,
I think overall
the lyrics are really solid.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, the whole is like set up like foil. Like, my roommate won't throw something away. I guess it's probably his. It looks like it's alive. You know.
Well, even the first line is pretty solid. There's something weird in the fridge today.
I don't know what it is. It's a solid concept. Like, everyone's done that. Like, what is this? When did I eat that? Oh, is that safe?
this is sort of the precursor to foil.
Well, yeah,
in a weird way, or at least the first verse of foil.
Yeah. I don't think he says penicillin in this song. He should have thrown penicillin in there somewhere. I don't think it's in there.
Mm. Yeah, that's a missed opportunity. I know. Go back.
The mold and like you
special.
Know. Yeah.
What is this? Is this hernia now?
Exactly. No, I think the lyrics are pretty solid.
Like I said, I enjoy the song more than the Aerosmith song.
Okay.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
They're from Boston.
They are.
They were formed in 1970.
Yep.
They were signed in 1972.
Uh-huh.
In the book Walk This Way, they said that this song was inspired by the 1992 LA riots.
Yep.
But once again, I don't feel like they say anything about
it.
They
really don't.
They just
there's like there's
talk
something weird
it.
In the world today, you know. Yeah. Something's broken in the world today, that kind of thing, you know.
And then I mean that's at least hopeful because at the end they're kind of like there's something right in the world today.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing about this is there's a bass drum that comes in before the chorus, and that was actually a drum that Steven had stolen from his high school.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay. A big like marching band bass drum.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Doom, doom, doom. That one.
Yeah. Tyler has also been quoted as saying, "If Aerosmith Smith is a comet ripping through the sky, there's a trail of roadkill." But we're still here, so what does that say?
Sure.
And I don't...
They've had a rough patch.
I don't know what that... Like, that analogy...
It's very weird, yeah.
...doesn't work.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it basically would be like more like the comet blew up a couple times and then reformed somehow and kept going.
Kept going, just piling through,
They broke up a few times. They just should all be dead a few times over and, you know...
Oh,
they,
definitely.
They cleaned up and they
I believe at one point, Tyler said that he was asked about the amount of drugs he had done. And he said... Take a swimming pool, fill it up, and then sort of like pile some more on top of it.
Uh-huh.
That's about all the drugs we've done.
Yeah, last the last year of their not being, you know,
yeah.
sober.
Exactly.
Probably. Yeah, they're Not good. Scary. They call them the toxic twins, him and Joe Perry.
Yes, very much. Yeah. In the year 1978, Aerosmith ordered a ton of carrots and took it with them. The weird part is no one knows why the band took so many carrots and what they were used for.
Maybe they put them in a fridge somewhere.
Ooh.
And they're still there.
They're still there. I dive down on that a little bit.
Okay.
I think what they were saying is that was about the time that they were getting clean.
78? No, it was definitely not.
Really?
No, not even close.
When did
it was after Permanent Vacation.
No, because it was before the Mirror album.
Double Mirrors?
Yeah.
No, that's when they were at their peak, and then they broke up, and then
they
didn't get clean until after Walk This Way.
I thought Done With Mirrors was supposed to be the reference to the fact that they were finished with drugs.
No.
That's what everybody else has said.
Maybe so. I'm wrong. I didn't think they got clean like, until after Run DMC did Walk This Way, and they started getting back together.
Well, no, that's when they
together.
Got big again.
Yeah, but they also got big because they got clean. Their last album, like where they're still doing drugs, was Permanent Vacation. I could be wrong. I didn't do any research, but like I remember hearing in the past, it was after that, before this album. Before Pump is where they started getting clean. But that was like 1988.
All right.
78 was like the worst of it, like the 70s, and they were like just that's why they broke up in the early 80s, and Joe Perry went up to do the Joe Perry project, and then they came back together when they did Walk This Way.
Double checked it. It still says 78, which doesn't make any sense because that's before Joe Perry left. Done With Mirrors came out in 85.
Which I thought was an earlier album. But
yeah,
okay.
So I think it actually was what I was talking
about. It
does make
sense.
Only it happens later than I thought.
Right. Right. Anywho.
Yeah, yeah.
This is an Aerosmith podcast.
So basically the concept is whatever they do, they go big with.
Right.
Sometimes it's drugs. Sometimes it's juicing carrots, apparently.
Exactly. They always go big.
They also, like Weird Al, have been on The Simpsons.
Yes.
In 1991, they played Moe's Tavern.
Yeah.
Which makes them the first people to play in Moe's Tavern, officially.
Oh, officially, all right.
Elvis Costello and Al, remember how we talked about how they had like their figurines come out at the same time?
Yeah.
Aerosmith was also part of that set.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Another fun thing is Al also has an interview with Steven Tyler as one of his interviews.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so that's cool too. Overall, what do you think?
Ratings, you mean?
Yeah.
This is a tough one. Like I said, I think it's probably the best one on which is probably his weakest album, best parody. I'm going to give it a 3. Yeah. Okay. I'm feeling 3. Feeling 3 for this one.
I'm doing 3.5.
Really? I thought you were going to go lower than me.
No.
You've been poo-pooing it more than I have.
I have, but I've had to.
Now I feel like I'm going too low.
I've had to research it recently, so it's hard.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the Aerosmith. Something about this song. Well, I think Al did a great job of parodying it, and I think Al. But I think Al made it better. I don't. There's just something about this song that just doesn't like. At least something like the Miss song. I Don't Want to Miss You or whatever that song is.
Yeah.
That was at least to me a bigger hit than this was.
Okay.
As was Crying.
That was from the soundtrack.
Aerosmith. Armageddon.
Armageddon, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a few years later.
Don't want to miss a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, that was a little bit more iconic. See, that's the other thing is I don't understand. But I guess it was iconic.
It was a huge song for them. I mean, it was very popular.
For some reason, I have a bad taste about this song.
I don't know why. But you're giving it a higher rating than me? I just don't understand that.
No, the parody is great.
Okay.
The original song is just, to me, is like an awkward choice.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my 3. Okay. I am. I'm not trying to.
I'm not trying to convince you.
No, I want to go higher because like I seem to like it better than you, but I'm rating it lower than you. That's really weird. But I'm not changing it.
I like Weird Al's...
It's an average song for me.
I like Weird Al's song, and okay. The difference is... If we rate the Aerosmith song, it's like a 2 for me.
You're so weird.
I know.
I'm giving it above average at a 3.
Okay.
So I'm sticking with that.
There you go.
An inexplicable 3.5. Okay.
Inexplicable 3.5. That's the Charlie Way. If you want to be part of the Charlie Way, call us up at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. We're still taking a few submissions. If you want to call up and leave a message for our 100th anniversary song episode.
Spectacular!
Yes,
extravaganza!
Exactly.
Woo-hoo. Okay, let's not overplay this.
Yeah, that might be fun. But we're trying to work on a couple of things that should be a lot of fun for
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully we can get it done.
Yeah. And you can also find us on Instagram or Facebook or MySpace, any of those places.
Whenever you want, John Bermuda Schwartz, you can find us.
Yes, exactly.
We still have time for you to call us for 100th show, John Bermuda Schwartz.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Or even at this, like...
Jim?
Ruben. That's what we learned at the concert, too.
He taught us how to say his name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, or Steve.
Steve.
Like anyone. Al would be great. Anyone?
No, don't worry about Al.
You know, stagehand who kind of looks like Santa. I can't think of his
name. Oh, yeah.
That dude. Anyone.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Yeah. And we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Bye-bye. Well, maybe I